This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He posted this statement on his Twitter feed.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
The statement said he'd been taking the antiviral medication Paxlovid, which the Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization for in December. The administration says Biden will act accordingly with CDC guidelines, isolating in the White House until he tests negative. He's expected to continue working during that time. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned Thursday after failing in his efforts to unite his government. President Sergio Mattarella's office said in a statement the president had accepted Draghi's resignation but asked him to stay on in a caretaker role. The development could mean Italy heads to a parliamentary election in the coming months instead of the scheduled to take place next year. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the Italian establishment media has expressed outrage that this crisis has come at such a critical time for Italy.
Italy is in the middle of an economic crisis with soaring inflation, high energy costs. Italy has been a leader in Europe in opposing Russia's war in Ukraine, with Draghi seen as a respected statesman. And Italy also is in the middle of implementing 200 billion euros in European Union funds